Hello?
Oh, it's you. I'm so happy you called. It's time for Chelsea's Join.
Welcome or welcome back to Chelsea's Join. If you're watching on YouTube or on Spotify, we're in the car. Am I in a random parking lot? Yeah. Am I tinnos windowed? Are my windows tinted? No. So if people park or see me, yes, they'll see that I'm screaming into a microphone in my car by myself. But anyway, welcome. Anyway, will I do this again? Unsure. It's just really nice out and I didn't want to do it in my apartment. We're trying things out. The podcast studio is on wheels now, so we're trying things out. Okay, so let me know if you think this is cool. Hey, I gave you homework last week. Did you follow the homework? No. Only a few of you shared it on that you were watching it and shared it on your Instagram stories. Please do that. Come on. Come on. You know you want to. Rate the podcast 5 stars. And on Apple Podcasts, you can write typity type a little review. Did you guys like last week's episode? That was a doozy and a half. Am I right? I mean, geez Louise, you guys got some stories. Also, I said this in the last episode, even if you don't listen or watch this podcast the whole way through, can you just do it for your girl? Put it on in the background, clean your bathroom, clean your kitchen, put me on in the background, give me the watch hours, baby. And of course, subscribe on the YouTube, like and comment. Hello, hello, I'm knocking at your door. I see you guys are watching. Can you guys comment on the YouTube? All right, so last time there was a lot more questions. So maybe let's get back to the questions. We'll go into the questions. We'll talk about heartbreak because I feel sad that a lot of you have gotten cheated on, have been two-timed, and I'll tell a story or two during this episode about me getting cheated on and about me getting two-timed, you know what I mean? But like, let's go through some questions because you guys took the time to write these in, so I want to, you know, answer them. How to need or want someone after being single for so long and being okay being alone? You don't need anyone. I loved being single. I was single all of college. I was single from my high school boyfriend to when I met Tom. So that was like 5 years and I loved it. So my answer to this person, you don't need anyone. And we'll go into that in the next episode. I'll tell you guys how I met Tom because I don't want to make these too long. I met him when I was least expecting it. Did we technically meet on a dating app? Yes. I think when you meet people on dating apps, you don't really expect to get married. At least I didn't think I was, especially when I was traveling. So to this person who says, how to need or want someone after being single for so long, you don't need anyone, my friend. You just need yourself and your family and your loved ones. That's all you need. How'd you know Tom was the one? We'll do this question in the next one, okay? And yeah, that'll be the first question I answer in the next episode. Because like I said, I want to keep these sharp and snappy for you guys' pea-sized freaking attention spans. And yes, we will do strain of the day and what I love and what I hate this week. I just wanted to get into your questions real fast-like. Because like I said, you guys got tiny attention spans. And so do I. Actually, I really don't. I watch a lot of YouTube. Me, I'm not really scrolling through the TikTok. I'm watching full-length things on YouTube, so take a page out of your girl's book and watch full things on YouTube. How do you move on from getting cheated on? We'll go into that. I know this is so like cliche, but like time and keeping busy is a good one. And oh, see ya. My parking lot friend. Yeah, definitely keeping busy and keeping around people who love and support you unconditionally is the best way to move on from being cheated on, is just surrounding yourself by love and loving yourself. I know that's cheesy, but like, it is what it is. Low/no spending date ideas. Hey, Tom and I love stuffing our backpacks with food and hitting the trail. Pack yourself a lunch and go for a hike. I know hiking isn't for everyone. You can find no elevation gain hikes and 2 mile trails. You can find local city trails. What I mean is, like, packing your backpacks, bring a couple sandwiches, bring a couple sodas, walk outside. Those are like the best dates I have with Tom. Packing up our food and walking and talking and hanging out and having a giggle and getting some fresh air. Another idea is cooking at home. Oh man, do I love to cook at home. Saves money, and learning a new recipe with your loved one can be really fun. So I think learning a new recipe with your loved one, a lot of the time when Tom and I find new recipes and we like it, we're like, cool, this is like our family recipe, and this is what we'll cook our children if we have kids, you know. That's an easy, low spend date. Okay. During baseball season, you can get nosebleeds for like $15-$20. If you don't buy the food there, that can be low spend. I think you can bring food in baseball games. Am I wrong? You used to be able to. And I'll give you one more. Ooh, Tom and I did this, I think, on Valentine's a couple of years ago. And they have these on YouTube. So you will have to go to the craft store, maybe buy a couple, some paints and a couple of like canvases. But you can YouTube like painting tutorials, like literally Google or YouTube painting tutorials. And Tom and I have only done this once, and I want to do it again because it was so fun. But you basically just watch like a painting artist, or like a painting teacher paint something, and then you follow along. When I worked in corporate, I also did that with like my team as like a team event. And all we had to do, my company paid for it, but I mean, I saw the prices of the paints and the canvases they sent us. I mean, they were like less than $10 for both. And it's just like a fun way to, I don't know, just be artistic, creative, you know, get a little bit stony before, have some like crackers and some snacks. Tom and I live right next to a craft store. That's like a vibe. I want to do that with Tom soon because it's just like fun to do something different. So those are my suggestions. This person said, newly single after 5 years, how do I stay happy being alone for at least a year? I think I kind of went over this about like how to get over being cheated on. Staying busy, look after yourself, put yourself first. And that means eating what makes you feel good, doing what makes you feel good, hanging out with people that make you feel good. When you stay busy and you stay surrounded by people who love you and want to spend time with you, you feel more loved, and you honestly just forget about the shitty situations, the heartbreak and the breakup and stuff, at least in my experience. All right. And we'll get into that. Okay. Someone sent in advice and I really think it's amazing. You find the love of your life when you're not looking for it. Love yourself first. Amen, sister. And can I get an amen? But no, for real. And said, I considered myself a smart girl when I was young and dated, but I didn't recognize obvious red flags. Oh my gosh. Yes, I will go into my high school boyfriend because he was a walking red flag. And I was like, he's great. No, girl. But let's get into strain of the day. Strain of the day. Oh, and then also, you guys, don't worry. I know some of you guys will be like, you're in the car. Oh my God, she's in the car. Maybe I'll do a video one day, but the amount I partake in is like a microdose compared to a lot of other people, I have a feeling. I'll do a video. I'll show you guys the J's that I roll. I roll it with a cigarette roller. Just Google or Amazon in the search engine, cigarette roller. And I just smoke these little tiny things and I only smoke half. If I like ever do a meetup and we like smoke together, y'all will freaking be like, she doesn't really smoke that much. And that might disappoint some of you guys. But anyway, strain of the day is OG Chem. But what I mean is, I don't want you guys to worry. I'm in a parking lot at a park. I'm planning on taking a few laps around the park. I have some lunch. Like, I don't want you guys to worry. I'm not a dum-dum. I'm close to home. Everything's okay. You know, people who go to happy hour, slam 6 drinks down and then drive home. Yeah, that I'm just kind of trying to paint the picture if anyone freaks out about this. OG Chem, I've had it before and I like it. Gets me going, gets me up and about. And hey, girls, you guys never told me your favorite hybrids. Can you guys tell me your favorite hybrids, please? Because I asked last time and no one has said. So I'm like, Hello. So please tell me though, or please share your favorite hybrids, your favorite indicas. I want to dabble. Let's dibble dabble into indicas and the hybrids. So let me know, please. And thank you. What I love and what I hate this week. What I love this week is that I found like a blooming tree next to where I live. So spring's coming and she's coming fast and I'm so excited. I saw the little blooms of flowers the other day and I was like, this is it. I'm a sunshine gal. I'm a spring girl. I'm a summer gal. And you guys, you'll see me thrive, I would say, on this YouTube channel and through my podcast during the summer. Because I didn't podcast last summer, but I was having the time of my life. And this summer, I can just bring you guys to the park. How about that? What I hate this week is like my ears are like really, something's going on. They feel like pressure. So I've Googled, I want to get my ears. All right, guys, we had to move because my camera overheated. So we had to move. Okay, so what I hate is something's going on with my ears. So I Googled ear cleaning places near me and I'm trying to get an appointment at this ear cleaning place that allegedly has really good reviews. So that's what I hate. I just feel this pressure in my ears. Is anyone else feeling that? Because Tom also said the same thing. It could be like allergies. I mean, I did see those flowers blooming, so could be because of the flowers blooming. But I've gotten my ears cleaned out once, like professionally, before I went to Australia, and it felt amazing. Like, it's disgusting, but we're going to get it done. I think it's like less than $100, and I think that's worth it. I was thinking, like, should I vlog it? And I was like, that too gross? Is that disgusting? So yeah, that's what's bugging me right now, or what I hate. It's just this weird pressure. But once I get an appointment at that place, we'll be good. Let me know if you guys want me to vlog it. I just think it'll be so nasty. Like, I want to share my life with y'all, but not that much. You know what I mean? Like, that's very personal. That's so fucking personal. Like, you guys see the gunk that comes out of my ears. Blech. I mean, you guys can just Google it if you're interested. And I'm so excited to get that figured out. Okay, so we did Shrine of the Day. We did what we love and what we hate. Let me know what you love. Let me know what you hate. Do you guys love me doing this in the car? Is this like silly? Like I said, I just wanted to get out of my small apartment. It's good to get out. The next thing is I want to tell you guys a story of me getting cheated on. I'll tell a couple instances. So my dating life, like I had a middle school boyfriend, I had a high school boyfriend, and I didn't have a boyfriend in college. My first boyfriend in my 20s was Tom, and I married him. So I don't know what that means, but I don't know. So anyway, my middle school boyfriend did break my heart. So this kind of goes into Valentine's Day. It was very shortly after Valentine's Day. We'd been dating, I think, for 6 months. I was, what, 13? I was like head over heels. I was like, this is gonna be my husband. Like, why is teenage love so embarrassing and also so dramatic? So Valentine's Day, he makes me this beautiful collage of pictures of him and I over like 6 months. And I was like, oh my God, we're gonna get married. A month later, he breaks up with me via voicemail. I was at this like event with, I don't know, my friends and one of their moms. And I see that I have a voicemail. And remember, like, I'm a millennial. So we have like, I had like a shitty Nokia phone. And I probably didn't have any like minutes on it. I probably couldn't even check the voicemail. But it was so loud because I think we were at like the Seattle Space Needle area. And I was like, what is he saying? He dumped me via voicemail. He was like, I don't think this is working out. Yeah, this isn't working out. Like a month after he gave me the cutest Valentine's Day present, like a collage. You're 13, you made a collage. Anyway, so I was heartbroken. I was like, damn. And I remember I was crying. I cried for like 2 days in bed. I remember my mom was like rubbing my back. I was like, but I got over it. My high school boyfriend, he went to another school. So like we only got to see each other on the weekends and sometimes after school. One day, it was after a weekend where I went away. And I think I've said in previous podcast, I was part of like the party crowd. So every weekend my friends and I partied. I'm not proud of it. Okay. It's It's actually kind of embarrassing. I don't know where I went that weekend, but I was away. So like my friends went to a party and my boyfriend, like the schools we went to would kind of mingle together and be at the same parties. The Monday at school, everyone's kind of weird to me. Everyone's kind of quiet. I'm like, okay, whatever. We go to lunch. I feel like none of my friends are looking me at the eye. Like no one's making eye contact with me. I'm like, what the hell's going on? I was like, do I smell bad? Have I done something wrong? Okay, so I'm a junior in high school or a sophomore. I don't remember which one. I'm 16. I'm just like, I don't know what's going on. People are being weird. This freshman boy comes, walks up to our table, and he was the little brother of one of the popular girls at school. So he would get like invited to a lot of these parties, even though he was like 14 years old. Yikes. Don't do this, kids. Also, if kids are watching this, like, please don't. Anyway, so he comes up to our table, which was like kind of weird. And he comes up to me and he was like, hey, Chelsea, can I talk to you? And I was like, okay, this is so random. I was like, ugh. And I had a pit in my stomach already. I was like, people are being so weird. Like, I have something bad or something weird is going on. We go out into the hallway. I barely know this kid. And he's 2 years younger than me. I'm like, this is so weird. And I'm like, what's up? And he was like, I really don't want to tell you this, but like, I feel like I need to tell you this. And I was like, what's going on? Dude, you're freaking me out. Like, I feel like I'm going to puke. What's going on? He was like, your boyfriend, he cheated on you at this party over the weekend. And I know because I was in the car with him and the girl, and my stomach like falls out of my butt. You know, in that scene in Mean Girls where Regina kisses Aaron Samuels at the Halloween party and Katie runs out of the house and she's like, my heart feels like it fell out of my butt. That's how it felt. I just felt so embarrassed because a freaking 14-year-old is coming to me with this news. And also that none of my friends told me, it was him who had to tell me. And I just felt like so betrayed, embarrassed. I hated it. It felt disgusting. Obviously I called the boyfriend up and I was like, what the hell's going on? Why did this person have to tell me? Denied it until we broke up. I forgave him. I stayed with him for like 4 more years. Shouldn't have. Should have stayed away. And a red flag with him was he always lied. He always lied about it. I had like eyewitnesses who were friends for years. They were like, why are you still with him? I was like, I don't know. And it was just something where I was like, I just felt so comfortable with him. I was like, if I'm not with this guy, like, I don't know who I am, which is so... I think that happens a lot with girls in young relationships. You just feel like you need to be with this boyfriend because you're just like, I need him. I can't live without him. Thing is, after him and I broke up, I got like the biggest glow up. So like my heartbreak after him, I went to college. He stayed home, or like he was back in the hometown and he saw me every now and then, but it was never going to work out. So we broke up. After him and I broke up, I had like the biggest glow up. I just came to a shady spot. We can't take the camera in directly in the sun. It'll overheat. We've learned. After I broke up with him, I had the biggest glow up. Maybe I'll post some pictures, but I lost like 40 pounds. And I feel like that happens a lot when you go through a breakup, is either maybe you gain weight, maybe you lose weight. I lost like 40 pounds in a year. For some reason, our culture is like obsessed with losing weight. I was obviously really sad, but I was also super busy. I was taking the gym seriously. I was probably under eating, to be honest. And I had a really busy social life. So whoever asked, how do you get over a heartbreak? In my opinion, being busy, I think I already said this, surrounding yourself by people who want to be around you is like the best medicine. And laughter and just taking care of yourself. Yeah, I just thought like, oh my gosh, that this breakup is going to ruin my life. Red flags of his, I mean, he got on house arrest. He got on house arrest. And after that, I won't say what it was for, but obviously he got caught by the law. And after that, I should have been like, this isn't my dude. But I still stayed with him. And I think I hurt him a lot too. Like, it wasn't one-sided. Like, I was terrible. When you're in those toxic relationships, I think, you know, if one person is so blah, then the other person can be. So those were my two big heartbreaks, was in high school, where my partner cheated on me and I was like, oh my God. And he never admitted it, even though I know he did. Those were my two heartbreaks. I'll kind of talk about college. College, I was single. And for a lot of you girls writing in, where you're like, I'm single for the first time, embrace it. Have fun. Have fun with yourself. Have a lot of alone time. Binge really good television. Get into hobbies. You know, get into new hobbies. Maybe I'll go into this in the next episode about Tom and I. But since Tom is from England and I'm from America, we actually had to be apart for, what was it, a year? A whole year. Long distance, him in England, me in the US. 4 year. That's like a legal thing where we turn in documents. I'll explain it in the next episode. But basically, when that happened, I needed to like find myself again, because Tom and I met him while traveling. So he was kind of like my whole life. And then once I didn't have him around, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going crazy. I picked up yoga, and yoga has been one of the best habits and routines that I have. And I'm going to continue to do it forever and ever. And I'll do an episode about yoga if you guys want. So get into yoga, get into the gym, get into hiking, get into walking, get into reading, get these hobbies, ladies, because once you are interesting without a partner, and once you love yourself without a partner, that's all that really matters. Because yes, I am married and I love Tom so much and he loves me. I can't predict the future. And that's another scary thing about relationships, is like, you don't know what's going to happen. My parents are divorced. That'll never be me and Tom. My goal is for me and Tom is to be like my grandparents. My grandparents on my mom's side were together until my grandma passed, and they were amazing. This might sound weird, but Tom reminds me a lot of my grandpa, and they're both cancers and they just have a lot of like similarities. So I'm like, that's cute. And I love my grandpa. May he rest in peace. So heartbreak sucks. Can you get over it? Of course you can. You can actually better yourself. If I had stayed with that dude and stayed in my hometown, I probably would have become pregnant. Another thing about this guy, you guys, I was so dependent on him in high school, because I think I mentioned this in another podcast, my family wasn't really the best support system. So I was actually basically living with my high school boyfriend, like at 16, 17 years old. That's not normal. I remember bringing that up to my therapist, and she was like, that's not a normal teenage life. And I was like, okay, sick. Okay, nice. Gonna tell you guys about my college stuff. So college, I was single. I was like doing my thing. You know, it is what it is. All I'm gonna say, girls, is like, be safe, get tested, have birth control. Just have common sense, okay? We're adults here, you know? Things happen. And so yeah, college, I wanted a boyfriend only because my roommates and like my friends in college had boys, where they had boyfriends or had boys, they would always go over to their place. And I never really had that. I had guys where like I had things with them, and sometimes we would hang out, but mostly it would just be like after the bars or something, which is like, that's not fun. And yeah, I would like them. I think that happens if you're like hanging out and like sleeping with someone, you catch feelings. I think I said in the last podcast, this guy that I was on and off with for like basically the whole time I was in college, I would drive by his house. I went to college in a really small town, and everyone kind of lived in the same streets. So I would drive past his house like every day. If I wasn't with him that day, there would be another girl's car and I'd be like, sick. And then I would still hang out with him because I was lonely, because I was the roommate who didn't have like a boyfriend or a boy's place to go to. Now looking back, I'm so happy that I just didn't waste time. I don't know. I had a lot of alone time in college, and I think my fifth year, I was like really depressed. I was like really seeking connection. I freaking went to Australia. I met Thomas. Bada bing, bada boom. It just fucking worked out. So if you're the single friend, don't worry, because when you least expect it, I swear, is when you find someone, which is how I met Tom. I honestly never thought I would get married. I don't know if that's weird. I've never been someone who like thinks about their wedding. I didn't have a wedding. That could also be a podcast episode of like, girls, you don't need to have a wedding if you don't want to. You don't need to spend that money. You don't need to do things just because your family wants you to, or just because it's traditional. Like, there's so many episodes coming your way, you guys, because I am a blabbermouth. So basically, getting cheated on isn't the end of the world. In fact, usually when you get cheated on and then you break up with them or they break up with you or the relationship is done, you have a glow up. At least for me, that's what happened to me. Once I broke up with that toxic dude and we were just like done with each other, my life just opened up. And I think sometimes I'm like, damn, what if I had stayed with him? We probably wouldn't be together. And I honestly probably would have like a kid right now, which I know sounds crazy. My hometown is, that's kind of the vibe. Like if you stayed there, you were probably just going to have kids and then live there your whole life. Maybe I'll do an episode about getting out of your hometown. I think that's important as an adult. And if you've never gotten out of your hometown, that's totally fine. You probably live in a great place. For me, it was essential for growth for me to leave where I grew up. I will give you this homework again this week. Please share when you're listening and watching this podcast on your Instagram. Tag Chelsea's Joint. Follow me everywhere at Chelsea's Joint. Hell yeah. Tell a couple people. You're doing the world a disservice by not telling them about the greatest podcast in the world, Chelsea's Joint. All right. Let me know your favorite hybrids, please, in the comments, on a clip. Maybe you guys don't care about this podcast, but I really do because I love doing this. This is my funnest part of the week, is getting on the mic, talking to y'all, even if it's, you know, a couple hundred of you guys. We'll see what happens in a year. Subscribe to the YouTube, rate the podcast 5 stars on Spotify and on Apple Podcasts, write a review on Apple Podcasts, comment what you hate and what you love this week, comment your favorite hybrids, let me know any stories where you've been cheated on and how you got over it, because honestly, ladies, it wasn't easy, but after like a few months, I was like, I'm fine. And you will be fine. And if you're going through a heartbreak, if you're single, you got me, all right? I love you. I mean it. I'll see you next week. Bye.